Anyway, and so I emailed.
You think our listeners actually have jobs?
I don't know. I'm sure some of them do. I don't know. I don't know who our listeners are, but most people have jobs, unless you're too young or too old.
Well, Big Fatty doesn't have a job.
Well, he retired. That's what I said. If you're too old, then, you know, then you won't. But anyway, so I said, OK, we're going to test out this other thing. And I emailed earlier today. I thought I gave plenty of time.
I would just like to take issue with this because I think you said we might test out Zoom or some other or Zencaster. I think that's what you said. You didn't say next week, everyone be prepared for Zoom.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
You didn't say next week, everyone be prepared for Big Fatty.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 3134 of the BFO for Wednesday the 12th of February 2020. Yo, coming up on today's Say It With Me. Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about my trip to Atlanta, and we might have some so-so questions. Yes, we can!
Who can turn the world on with her smile?
Stove pipers, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, it's not just hump day. It's hump day of VD week, Big Fatty. And y'all, I hope you're preparing for VD on Friday. Y'all, it only comes around, yes, Big Fatty, but it flares up about this time, around this time every year. It does flare up, and but y'all, Friday, Big Fatty, you said it wrong, I make this offer every year that, Big Fatty will be your Valentine. Oh, Big Fatty, and, you know, some people get all poopy around, VD, and, y'all, you don't need to be poopy. You don't need to be poopy. Be your own Valentine, or Big Fatty will be your Valentine, or whatever. But Big Fatty, why the hell are we stovepipers? Oh, well, that's because today is Abraham Lincoln's celebration of exiting the birth canal. Big Fatty, shouldn't you play that? Well, no, he doesn't listen. He wore that old stovepipe hat. Big Fatty, did the groundhog hide in that? I don't remember if it did or not. But anyway, y'all, it's VD week, and we're gonna have a few VD songs this week. Yes, Big Fatty. Oh, and by the way, we're back in the villa. Yes, Big Fatty.
Love is all around, why don't you take it all? You're gonna make it after all.
See, y'all, last time, y'all, I don't even remember the last time I talked to you. I guess it was Wednesday night when I recorded the Thursday little show. And, and y'all, then, on Thursday morning, I was up and out the door, late morning, 10:30, 11 o'clock, somewhere in there. And, y'all, I had packed my valise and I was off. I was off to the Metropolis Entertainment Complex. Because y'all, you know, I was on my way to Atlanta, and it's just nice to break that trip up into two pieces. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, I arrived and got checked into my room, and then I ran into, aw, Chris, and so we chitter-chatted a little bit, and I said, "Well, let's go have a cocktail at the Capri Lounge." And he says, "Yes, but he needed a little sponge bath." Yes, Big Freddy. And y'all, he went to take his sponge bath, and I went on over to the Capri Lounge. Y'all, Bobby, who's normally my caretaker at the Capri Lounge. Yes, Big Fatty, he takes good care of everyone. He's evidently on a cruise of a lifetime. Someone who I didn't even know was working there, someone I've known for years, Don, he was our bartender that evening, and Chris showed up, and I had a couple of cocktails, and y'all, I had gotten a message from the owners of the Metropolis asking if I wanted to go to supper, and I said yes. And so, y'all, after a couple of cocktails, it was a little after 6 o'clock, we were off, y'all, we went and had a little Mexican, and y'all, I don't remember what I had. It was like a steak quesadilla with the sour cream. I asked them, none of that avocado stuff. It looks like baby poop in a diaper. Yes, Big Fatty, and I didn't get it. So, but y'all, they had good salsa and chips, and it was just a lovely evening with them. And y'all, then after we finished eating, they dropped me back off at the Capri Lounge, and Chris was still there. He said he would hang around. And so y'all, Don, the bartender, he says, I think you should try this other gin. He says, just try it, and if you don't like it, I won't charge you for it. And y'all, it was, I don't remember exactly what the name was, but it was Botanicals. It was Botanicals gin. And y'all, I had a sip of it, and y'all, it was like, is there any gin in this? It was that smooth. And I said, Chris, have you ever tried this? And he says, no. And he takes a sip of it, and Chris goes, oh, that's trouble. That's trouble. But y'all, it was good. It was really good. And I had, I think I had maybe three of those. Y'all, I didn't have any place to go. And y'all, we were sitting there talking, and y'all, there was this nice-looking young gentleman that came over and sat beside me, but he was talking to the person on the other side of him. And then all of a sudden, he turned around, and he's chatting with Big Fatty. And he says, I really like your eyes. Big Fatty, clearly he needs to have his vision checked. Y'all, I'm having that done on Thursday. And I said, well, thank you. He says, did you see me checking you out from the other side of the bar? I said, what? No, I didn't. But did you see me checking you out? And he goes, yes, I did. And so, y'all, we just struck up a conversation and enjoyed some cocktails. And all of a sudden, we were making out. Big Fatty! Thank goodness food was not involved. But y'all, evidently he had something on his tongue that he wanted me to taste. And y'all, it was just lovely. Just lovely. And this went on until about, I don't know. I think the bar, we were about the only ones there, so they closed up a little early, 10 o'clock, I think. And y'all, and he was going over to the edge, you know, and Big Fatty was going back to his room. So we didn't do anything, but y'all, it was just lovely to have the touch, the feel, the value of your life, cotton. me, Fatty. Anyway, and y'all, nothing went on that. Thursday evening, y'all, I gotta tell you, the botanical, Chris was right. That's dangerous, because y'all, I fell asleep, slept like a baby. Yes, McFadden, that's why there was a $250 room cleaning charge. Well, got up, Friday morning and started heading to Atlanta. I did stop and get me a biscuit at the McDonald's and a Corfrey, and then arrived in Atlanta. I probably left Augusta around, I don't know, about 10 o'clock, and I got to Atlanta about, I got to the Hat Cave about 1 p.m. In the afternoon. I did stop at the Sam's Club and filled up Ruby Red with gasoline. Y'all, it was only $2.03 at the Sam's Club in Atlanta, which was a surprisingly low price for me. And y'all, I walked around inside the Sam's Club just to see if there was anything I needed or wanted, and there wasn't. And anyway, got to the Hat Cave, and what did we do? What did we do that night? Oh, my brother was going up to the lake house, and so me and my sister-in-law, we went and had some supper. y'all, it's called the Alpine Bakery, and y'all, I had a wedge solid and a bowl of Italian wedding soup, and y'all, they were both absolutely delicious. And I wanted to get dessert because the desserts are just to die for, but I was a big fat pig, so I didn't. And y'all then got because you know the bed was sold at auction or at the estate sale, and so y'all, I had a motorized air mattress and blankets and pillows and everything, and y'all, it was really quite comfortable. Except, you know, that's laying on the floor, so it, you know, if the house is warm, it's hot air rises. Big Fatty, why aren't you on the ceiling? Anyway, it was a little nippy. So y'all, I would crank the heat up at night because you know old people get cold. And by the time the morning came around and my brothers and sisters-in-law came by, y'all, it was like a furnace. It was like a furnace. So, you know, they were all complaining about how the old people like it hot. But anyway, and I agreed it was hot. But y'all, Saturday, we went through and we got rid of everything else in the Hat Cave except for the furniture that was going to be picked up on Monday afternoon. And y'all, we had ordered a dumpster. We had just ordered a small dumpster, and y'all, they brought a 20 foot long. Y'all, it's as big as a railroad car. And because they were out of the little ones, and they said it'll be the same price, we're just gonna bring you a railroad car. And so y'all, we did a pretty good job of filling it up, I will say. what we did, y'all, it was on Saturday, y'all. We got up and y'all, it started snowing. It started snowing in Atlanta, and y'all, it was beautiful. It was just gorgeous, and y'all, it just kept coming and coming and coming, and y'all, I went out and measured the depth of it on the roof of Ruby Red, because there were no trees or anything around it. 3.5 inches. Fatty. Anyway, it wasn't quite that deep in other places, but y'all, it was just lovely. And by the afternoon, it was in the 40s, so it all melted. But y'all, it was just nice. You know, this was my last visit to the Hat Cave, and so that's why I decided to stay there. It was my last hurrah, if you will. But anyway, so what we did is we got everything boxed up and ready to go in the dumpster. But y'all, it was so cold, and it was slushy and messy and everything. We decided, because Sunday it was supposed to be warmer, we decided to wait till Sunday to put it in the dumpster. And so that's what we did. And then Sunday, my brother and my sister and both of my sister-in-laws, y'all, we throwing stuff in the dumpster and filled it all up and everything, got everything in there except the furniture and you know, the stuff that I was using, and y'all then went out and had a lovely lunch. My one sister-in-law, whose husband went up to the lake, she says, I'm looking forward to a night by myself. And so my other brother and sister-in-law, we went to a late lunch. Y'all, I had a grilled pastrami sandwich with homemade German mustard and Swiss cheese, and I think there was some sauerkraut on it. Y'all, it was delicious, just delicious. And that was on Sunday. Y'all came home and was watching the Academy Awards, and y'all, I saw the best actor there at the end and the best actress, and I fell asleep before the best picture. But y'all, I understand it had a parasite associated with it. But anyway, y'all, then on Monday, they were coming what were they called? Oh, they were coming to get all the furniture, and y'all, they took everything except the china cabinet from my mother's dining room set, because we had already given away the table and chairs, and they didn't take a china cabinet without the table and chairs. So we, all of us got together, and we rolled it out to the dumpster and put it in there, so it was all done. And Sunday night had supper with my brother that had been at the lake and his wife, and y'all, they have it at this place called Marlowe's. They have a Gorgonzola steak solid, a black and blue solid, they call it. And y'all, it is absolutely delicious. Durwood would piddle. There's so much blue cheese in it. Yes, Big Fatty, he piddles anyway. But anyway, and then they came and got the furniture Monday afternoon, had that for supper Monday night, and y'all got up Tuesday morning and got my shower and folded up all my bed linens and all that my brothers had loaned me, and y'all put the last few little things in the dumpster, and y'all, then it was just a little bit melancholy, I'll say, to say goodbye, because y'all, the Hat Cave had been real good to the Orange Hat and the Hat Arena, and there were lots of good memories there, and I won't say that I was cutting onions, but there may have been a tear in the corner of my eye as I drove away. But y'all, we also hired a real estate agent, so it's going to be going on the market I think on Monday. It's all moving very quickly, and y'all, it's gone remarkably well, and I'm just happy, and it's time for it to all come to an end. But anyway, so that pretty much was my visit to Hatlanta. Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, I am recording this Tuesday afternoon, and y'all, I'm going to the wine dinner. Going to the wine dinner tonight, so I'll tell you all about that on tomorrow's little show. And then on Hump Day, I will be there at the famous toastery with Miss Kitty and his favorite dancing girl, Olive. And, maybe, just maybe, since I ain't got nothing to eat in the villa, maybe I'll go to the Von Zee's. Yes, we could. And y'all, Survivor, Warriors at War is Winners at War premieres tonight, and Crooked Hat and Faye Driver, anything we need to tell folks about to get ready for Survivor's Ready?
You didn't say next week everyone be prepared for Big Fatty.
Oh, everyone's always prepared. Well, you can't be prepared for
Big Fatty. You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.